Coulter, Mueller has a reputation. By Ann Coulter on July 24, 2019. It is apparently part of Robert Mueller's contract with the media that he must always be described as honorable and a lifelong Republican. After this week, we can add dazed and confused to his appellation. If it matters that Mueller is a lifelong Republican, then I guess it matters that he hired a team of left-wing zealots. Of the 17 lawyers in Mueller's office, 14 are registered Democrats. Not one is a registered Republican. In total, they have donated more than $60,000 to Democratic candidates. Congressman Steve Chabot listed the Democratic political activism of 9 of Mueller's staff attorneys at a December 2017 House hearing. Here are a few from Chabot's list. Kyle Freeney contributed to both Obama campaigns and to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Andrew Goldstein donated $3,300 to both Obama campaigns. Elizabeth Preauger contributed to both the Obama and Clinton campaigns. Jeannie Reed donated $16,000 to Democrats, contributed $5,400 to the Clinton campaign, and represented Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation in several lawsuits. Andrew Weissman contributed $2,000 to the Democratic National Committee, $2,300 to the Obama campaign and $2,300 to the Clinton campaign. None had donated to the Trump campaign. The media brushed off the conspicuous anti-Trump bias in Mueller's office with platitudes about how prosecutors are allowed to have political opinions, as Jeffrey Toobin said on CNN. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein assured the public that their views are not in any way a factor in how they conduct themselves in office. Obviously, no one believes this, otherwise lifelong Republican wouldn't be spot welded to Mueller's name. In a fiery rebuke at the hearings this week, Mueller denounced complaints about all the diehard Democrats on his legal team, saying, "I've been in this business for almost 25 years. And in those 25 years I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done." But angrily ordered an independent counsel to investigate the investigators. Unlike the disastrous Hatfield case, the extent of Mueller's oversight of the Stevens investigation is less clear. Was he aware of the Bureau's malicious pursuit of a sitting U.S. senator on the eve of his re-election? Either he was, which is awful, or he wasn't, which is worse. In addition to honorable, another way of describing Mueller is, too corrupt for Eric Holder. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.